All right, so we have to talk about the twatter because everybody's talking about the twatter.
It's comedy gold.
It's comedy gold on a plate. And I love this blue checkmark Twitter freaking out over Elon Musk. I did pick some favorites, and of course, Talcum X, aka Honky Kong, decided to pitch a bit. Elon Musk has openly called himself a free speech absolutist and said that he wants to create a space where anything can be said about anyone. That's why white nationalists are giddy today. Here on Twitter and other platforms that I track daily, it's dangerous, says the white guy. I mean, let's all take a turn here. Sean King is so white, little kids can't use the peach crayon to color him in because it's too dark. All right. Sean King is so white, his placenta sac was an empty bag of Wonder Bread. You got any?
No. And his father's penis was low on toner.
Yeah. Thank you, Jimmy Bones, for that one. It's like, if he is black, his dad's dick was low on toner.
I'm just saying. Show him that picture we have of him, Mr. Tough Guy.
Oh, at first we got the meme of the day. You guys are going to love this. Bitter. And then we got Sean King the bitch. Let's check this out here. Jack, not going to try to pronounce it. Careful, boys. We got an original gangsta over here. And then we have the the stay-stuffed marshmallow man here. I own a 9mm. It's loaded with hollow-point bullets. I know MMA. And when I'm out with it, damn near nothing scares me. That's real.
Okay. All right.
Dude, Steve Urkel could kick the shit out of this guy.
Yeah,
I'm too old.
He chucked
for
that. Him out with his suspenders.
I'm too old for that shit, man.
It's pathetic, man. I mean, they haven't been this upset about an African American owning shit since Democrats could no longer own one.
So bad. Technically, he is from South Africa.
Yes, he is. He's a literal African American.
Yes, he is.
Oh, and of course, everybody's doing the "I'm leaving Twitter" thing. Wee.
Yeah, okay, so if aliens sparking outrage amongst the left are buying Twitter because, like, he says he's a free speech absolutist, what does the left really have to fear? I mean, it has been a safe space platform for their dialogue for years, okay?
Yeah.
And Twitter is a very powerful political influencer.
Yeah.
Okay, we know that. Twitter yep. certainly influenced the 16 election and the 20 election.
Yep.
Well, we know about the ice cream social. But anyways, Alien buying this, okay, why should it be such a shock in the first place? Because these people, I believe, are just speaking from hormonal or a lack of hormones.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
What you hear from these people is what happens. It's the inevitable side effect of emotionalizing your politics.
Because when you
take your politics and you turn them into an emotion thing, all of a sudden an attack on your politics or an attack on your beliefs becomes a personal attack.
Yep.
And that's how they react to everything. They just get spun up.
You're right. That is hitting the nail on the head. They took it all personal, as though if it was Twitter was theirs and it could never be taken away. It was their toy.
Yep.
And guess what? Daddy came by and took away their shit. I heard there's
like some lockdowns and shit because they're kind of afraid they'll have a rogue employee nuke the whole thing.
Yeah, I saw that on Tim Pool today.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Okay. Because lies die in the light of truth.
Correct.
Good ideas don't have to be enforced at the point of a gun and censorship. Bad ideas do. And that's what Twitter has become. It's become an echo chamber of horrible, disgusting, vile ideas. You can't take the idea that men can have periods out in the real world and not have it be endlessly mocked and ridiculed.
I know.
Unless you censor opposing opinion.
That's right. No, or, you know, they call you, a phobist igot.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Just try to shut you up. Istophobe igot. Istophobe igot.
It was a platform for them to get away with anything they wanted to say. And then if there was a rebuttal to anything coming from the right.
And check this
or
out.
Anybody using common sense or logic, immediately it was an ism or an ist.
Of course.
At the end of it. Mm-hmm. So, Twitter. I never signed up on Twitter just because of the fact of just.
Well, we've been off for, 4 years?
At least.
Three or 4 years.
So now Twitter stock, look at Twitter stock now. It took a huge jump today.
Well, isn't it off? It should be off the market.
You know, it.
Well, I mean, the thing is, all that paperwork and stuff is not going to stop. What is going to be hilarious, though, is that we have seen the left take this like a teddy bear and cuddle it for the past 6 years, and now they're going to take that same teddy bear, wipe their butt with it, and throw it in the trash. And what is that teddy bear? It's a private company. They can do what they want.
Absolutely correct.
Except most of these big tech companies are not private companies.
They want.
Yeah.
So it's just their words back at them.
If it's publicly traded, if it's publicly traded company, it's not a private company.
Yeah. And on top of that, all of these companies were built on
Twitter stock there, Pop. It's only at 49.61 at the closing bell today. So there was not a huge jump, as some were saying, because I'm looking at the stock price right now. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are just dumping the stock, which I think for a lot of your viewers, perhaps maybe this will be an actually marketable investment.
Yeah, maybe. We don't do that here, though.
No. Well, it is going to be he's taking it fully private. That's what that was the plan, from what I understand. Once all the paperwork has been signed and the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, the plan is to take it completely private. What's hilarious, though, is that all these other companies that they've been using this excuse for years weren't private because, A, they were publicly traded, and, B, most of them were built by tax subsidies, at least partially.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, if Alien's allowed to go private, because you know Washington's going to insist that they keep it public.
Oh, yeah, of course, but even though they have no fucking say.
What would be some of the, in order to, keep the enthusiasm and the Build Back Better, it should be kept,
The Build Back bullshit.
The government can say they want Twitter this and they want Twitter to do that, but they can't do shit about it.
No.
Because it's already...
How much influence has the recent governing body had in Twitter? Just the influence alone.
Oh, that's hilarious. I mean, you remember in 2016, Donna Brazile, I think it was, at the CNN, the most trusted name in butt stuff, was caught leaking the questions for the debates to Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I remember that.
We would never do that in a million years.
Yes, I remember that.
And then all these CNN a-holes come out, as soon as the economy started going into a tailspin and the Biden administration deliberately asks them to start spinning the news to be more positive, then they bragged about it.
Yep. I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on with him, but that motherfucker lies about everything and then he tells on himself.
Oh, I know. What? We have orchestrated the most comprehensive voter fraud campaign
in all of human history. Like, whoa. He said it right there on camera. What a dumbass.
What?
Well, if they believe that they themselves are demigods with inside the media, they can lie and then say, I made a mistake, journalistic mistake. Then the integrity in journalism is gone.
It's absolutely gone.
If it isn't for like Tim Pool and independent sources, even the Salty Cracker, listen to him, and even listening to Mark Dice. All their input on Twitter has just been nothing but comedy gold on every angle. It's not like they're trying to marginalize it all to the right. They're just pretty much saying, well, the floodgates are open, and now all these emotions come spilling out from Twitter because Alien bought it. And it's just hilarious reading the tweets. He goes, now I'm reading the tweets from the actual Twitter employees on Alien purchasing. And he's just lambing it. He's just making it's a murder scene. It's like a can of red paint and he just throws it up against the wall. It's literally that's what it is.
Well, the thing is, in about 6 to 8 months time, I can see a report being put together which is going to detail all of the backhanded shagnanigans that Twitter was doing for the past 5
very
10
possible
years.
If he exposes that, wouldn't the SEC be involved in with that? Or
I don't really know.
The FBI? Could it be that bad?
It could be that bad.
I think it probably is.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, and
I'm not saying that I think he's some sort of a savior of free speech or anything like that. He's an egotist. He's a billionaire. You don't become a billionaire without, cracking a few skulls along the way.
Yep.
Yeah. But the fact that the establishment is this pissed and this scared should be encouraging for people out there.
I just want to. I'm just wondering what Facebook and YouTube are going to do after, because, you know,
those are in the shopping
Twitter,
cart. Musk to buy.
Twitter, Facebook, YouTube,
I want
Google,
Facebook, and I want Instagram, and
they've all been colluding. There's got to be some emails out there where they're talking to each other, and that is a big
Oh, I'm sure there's in the ever since this was announced, I'm sure that they are in a mad dash to start scrubbing a whole bunch of shit.
Absolutely correct.
There's bleach bits going on all over that place.
So basically, they're going to turn their file cabinets. It's just going to be a one big dumpster fire then. Huh?
Well,
like Hillary smashing Blackberries.
Yeah,
her burning the server and her private server in her house. Oh yeah.
In the bathroom with all the rest of the shit.
What most people don't know, for any like anything that's hooked up to a server, there's a record of it.
Yep.
Okay. It's one thing if you carry the files on a drive, you plug it in, and you do what you got to do. You take the drive with you, then there's no trail. But if you connect to that server through the myriad of other fucking servers out there, that means that information, there's a record of it on every server it went through to get to you, and they could pull that up.
Yep.
Unless that server has a really mean watchdog on it where it can scrub any of that so-called.
Yeah, well, I'm not a tech guy. I can't give you 100% answer. I just know that it's really hard to remove.
Maybe there's a technique somewhere in your fan base that can give us a better explanation on that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah,
that's possible. I do have a fun article here, though. That you'll like this.
Oh, God.
Here we go. I fear Elon Musk could undermine the ideological diversity, equity, and inclusion at Twitter, which currently maintains a careful balance of 98.7% for one side. Vox actually published this, and they're going to rue the day that they actually published this damn thing right here. You're going to love it.
So they put their diversity into a metric.
Employee donations to midterm candidates by party. Twitter is 98.7% Democrat. The only one that outdoes them is Netflix.
Wow.
99.6%.
That's going to bite them in the ass.
Yeah, everybody at Vox is like, did we publish that? What the fuck? We're not supposed to be telling the truth.
Well,
dumbasses.
If it's not seen on Sean Hannity first, well, they can say they saw it here first on your show, Pop.
Yeah. It's fucking nuts, man.
Oh,
well, just that metric alone showing what the donations given in the Democratic Party receiving the highest in percentage.
Oh, yeah. And they're admitting this stuff without even meaning to admit it because they're really, really trying to demonize Elon Musk for this. And in the process, it's not going to work. And in the process, they're telling us all what we already knew, but we're not the ones who watch these garbage networks. Check this out.
Oh, here we go.
You own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates,
they said
all
they
of its nominees. Or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else. And the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election.
Hunter Biden laptop. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, okay. So now he's saying this. When we knew it happened all along with Trump against, Hillary. And it happened with Trump against Biden.
Yep.
And now the Hunter Biden laptop, like you just brought up there, Blake. Mm-hmm. So it just – and if they really wanted to consider Twitter a free speech base, well, we all know it's not.
No,
now, with Alien's purchase of it, and like they say, neither one candidate will be treated partial to the other now.
Well,
so
the thing is,
hopefully won't be any sort of media bias.
Is now that Musk has Twitter, the left is all about redoing the 230 rules.
Yeah. Of course.
Yep.
Yeah, not like, our actual, our last elected president didn't talk about that a few, couple of years ago and was roundly just lambasted for it. How dare he? 230 works just fine. These big tech companies aren't straddling the line between publisher and platform. It's just content moderation. It's really censorship. How dare you?
It's exactly what it is.
Wasn't it the Barry Satoru that allowed propaganda back into the media?
Yep.
That was in 2012 with Obama. They basically, it was a 1937 law.
Yeah, it's the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, and they snuck it into a defense bill and, made it legal to disseminate propaganda at home. Not that we're seeing that or anything. Just a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. It's all conspiracy theories.
You must be one of those evil far-righters.
Listen, I'm just waiting for it to kick off because I'm just done being a nice guy. I'm sick of it.
Well, the funniest thing about this whole thing and the inevitable temper tantrum that I was expecting as soon as I heard that this went through. Lefties, this is all your fault.
Yeah.
It's all your fault.
100%.
You demanded the censorship. You wanted people like Trump banned. As soon as all of that became a part of Twitter's atmosphere, their stock started going down. They made this takeover possible in the first place.
Yep.
It would have never tanked so hard to where it needed to be saved without you assholes. So thanks, Sean King.
Well, I don't think...
the guy who's so white he doesn't need makeup to play the Joker.
I don't think Musk is trying to... I don't think he bought it to save it.
Here's a point of hypocrisy.
He bought it to make money.
Buys the Washington Compost, and they say it's a cultural revel. They gave it some overinflated term to make it sound very positive. This is Jeff Bezos buying the Washington Compost.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's Alien a good thing.
Elon Musk buys Twitter, and now the left's all in rage
because so just, one toes
just,
the line.
Because it's not one of their own.
Yeah,
purchasing the platform, it's Elon Musk, who pretty much, I kind of see him as the middle of the road guy. Yeah. I mean, he's right on some issues, he's left on some other issues. So,
I gotcha.
Yeah.
He and he does take China money, so that right there is a problem.
Yes. That is.
But, I mean, at this point in time, you can't make money in the U.S. unless you're taking China money. So it's like, choose your poison.
That's going to be another battlefield that's going to take place in the near future.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And there's just
it's
a national security issue when you have like very sensitive shit you need for your own defense and the health of your nation and it's being made in another fucking country.
Yeah. Didn't the Clintons open that up back in the 90s?
It started with Carter. He's the one that started us.
Carter or Nixon? No, Nixon.
Carter is the one that, you know, made us buddy-buddy, or beginnings of buddy-buddy with China.
Yeah. And then Clintons, virtually every economic policy enacted by the Clintons is just sheer poison. Not the least of which being allowing big pharma companies to directly market to consumers. Not like we're seeing a blowback from that or anything.
Nope.
Oh, not at all.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. But yeah, I mean... It's crazy, bro. I don't know. And you know what?
Well, if you want to marginalize it and just say it's crazy, this is more than crazy. This is an absolute media apocalypse for the left.
Yep.
Because this is something they cannot contain, control, and then do their damage control, and effect, they'll wash it. They can't wash this.
No.
Yep.
Alien bought, the Musk whole company. Bought Twitter.
Yeah.
It's done.
It's done.
Okay?
Yeah. All the reeing and screeching and
comedy.
Yes.
And I love this. Are you familiar with Robert Third Reich, as I call him?
No.
He's a piece of shit. That's really what you need to know about him.
All right.
But like all leftoids, here you go. The hypocrisy is coming fast and fierce. This is not even a year old. This is July last year. Trump is suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google for violating his First Amendment rights by keeping him off their platforms. Someone should remind him that they're private companies to which the First Amendment doesn't apply. yes, they do. Regardless, because if you operate in this country, you are subject to its constitution. But,
I saw that one.
Oh, you did? Okay. How about that one?
Okay.
But now that Elon Musk has bought Twitter, Musk and his apologists say that if consumers don't like what he does with Twitter, then they can go elsewheres. But where else would consumers go to post short messages that can reach millions of people other than Twitter? The free market increasingly reflects the demands of big money. If Twitter was big money, it wouldn't have been able to be bought.
Yeah, he just walked in there and bought it. That's pretty good. But, you know, here's the thing, and you're going to see a lot of this. The left is going to go – one, they're freaking out.
No.
They're looking to do damage control, and I can almost guarantee you that since the Democrats have basically the entire government sealed up, they're going to try to pass some laws to fuck with old Musk Twitter, and I can almost guarantee you they're going to fuck it up, and it's actually going to affect them even worse.
Well, that seems to be their MO.
Yeah.
You know, they create the problem, and then they bitch about it, which is exactly what we're seeing here. Yep.
that right there is an illogical fallacy on the left's part. But then, as soon as Alien secures Twitter, he's got it. And he establishes whatever he needs to do. Watch all the emotional lawsuits start filing, being filed, thrown down the pipe.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm predicting, because my feelings are hurt. I went into an immediate case of rage and PTSD because he bought Twitter. And what people are saying, you know, it's just going to become, court dockets are probably going to get filled. Now, this is just a prediction. This allegedly could happen. And it's where a lot of judges are just going to get these butt-hurt lawsuits because the left can't speak or cancel somebody on a platform because somebody like yourself, Pop, or me, or Blake, that has an opposing opinion.
We can't censor them anymore.
Well, the thing is,
it's never a conversation anymore between the left and the right.
But it's not like you and I have an opposing opinion. We just we literally talk about facts on the ground. It's not an opinion at that point. Yeah. It's reality.
Well, that's the issue, is that they have convinced themselves that their truth somehow matters more than reality.
Yes.
And when you shine a light on that, oh, man, they hate it. Because, like I was saying earlier, that they have taken something that should be logical, politics, and they've turned it into an emotional mind game. In order to try to bend the wills of children and people who are too young to have the critical thinking skills to think around it.
Yeah.
Well, like the movie says, welcome to the world of my imagination, Willy Wonka. You know, come on.
That's really the left now. Come with me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. Willy Wonka Land. I
think everybody forgets just how freaky that movie gets when they want to go down that path.
I actually like the movie.
Oh, what's not to love?
Except for the Oompa Loompas.
Watch Gruntspeak live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.